بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the noble prophet, the believers of his family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the explanation of Riyad al-Salihin, and we have reached hadith number 12. And this is a lengthy hadith, but it is a profound hadith on the matter of ikhlas, of sincerity. وعن أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول انطلق ثلاثة نفر ممن كان قبلكم حتى آواهم المبيت إلى غار فدخلوا فانحدرت صخرة من الجبل فسدت عليهم الغار فقالوا إنه لا ينجيكم من هذه الصخرة إلا أن تدعوا الله تعالى بصالح أعمالكم. قال رجل منهم اللهم كان لي أبوان شيخان كبيران وكنت لا أغبق قبلهما أهلا ولا مالا فنأى بي طلب الشجر يوما فلم أرح عليهما حتى ناما فحلبت لهما غبوقهما فوجدتهما نائمين فكرهت أن أوقظهما وأن أغبق قبلهما أهلا أو مالا فلبثت والقدح على يدي. قال رجل منهم اللهم كان لي أبوان شيخان كبيران وكنت لا أغبق قبلهما أهلا ولا مالا فنأى بي طلب الشجر يوما فلم أرح عليهما حتى ناما فحلبت لهما غبوقهما فوجدتهما نائمين فكرهت أن أوقظهما وأن أغبق قبلهما أهلا أو مالا فلبثت والقدح على يدي أنتظر استيقاظهما حتى برق الفجر والصبية يتضاغون عند قدمي فاستيقظا فشربا غبوقهما اللهم إن كنت فعلت ذلك ابتغاء وجهك ففرج عنا ما نحن فيه من هذه الصخرة فانفرجت شيئا لا يستطيعون الخروج منه. عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب, may Allah be pleased with them, narrated that he heard the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, three men amongst those who came before you set out until night and until night came and they reached a cave. So they entered it. A rock fell down from the mountain and blocked the entrance of the cave. They said, nothing will save you from this unless you supplicate to Allah by virtue of a righteous deed you have done. Thereupon, one of them said, O Allah, I had parents who were old, and I used to offer them milk before any of my children or slaves. One day, I went far away in search of grazing, and could not come back until they had slept. When I milked, as usual, and brought the drink, I found them both asleep. I hated to disturb them, and also disliked to give milk to my children before them. My children were crying out of hunger at my feet, but I awaited with the bowl in my hand for them to wake up. When they awoke at dawn, they drank milk. O Allah, this is the point of evidence. O Allah, if I did so to seek your face, then deliver us from the stress caused by the rock. The rock moved slightly, but they were unable to escape. قال الآخر, the next one said, اللهم إنه كانت لي ابنة عم. O Allah, I had a cousin whom I loved more than anyone else. كانت أحب الناس إلي, وفي رواية كنت أحبها كأشد ما يحب الرجال النساء. Oh Allah, I had a cousin whom I loved more than anyone else. In another version he said, as a man can love a woman. فأردتها على نفسها. I wanted to have sexual intercourse with her. فامتنعت مني. But she refused. حتى ألمت بها سنة من السنين. Hard pressed in a year of famine, she approached me. فجاءتني. فأعطيتها 20 و100 دينار. I gave her 120 dinars, of course of gold. على أن تخلي بيني وبين نفسها. I gave her 120 dinars on condition that she would yield herself to me. فجاءتني. ففعلت. حتى إذا قدرت عليها. وفي رواية فلما قعدت بين رجليها. She agreed. And when we got together for sexual intercourse, she said, قالت اتق الله ولا تفض الخاتم إلا بحقه. Fear Allah and don't break the seal unlawfully. فانصرفت عنها وهي أحب الناس إلي. I moved away from her in spite of the fact that I loved her most passionately. وتركت الذهب الذي أعطيتها. And I let her keep the money I had given her, the gold. اللهم, this is the point of evidence for the second person. اللهم إن كنت فعلت ذلك ابتغاء وجهك فافرج عنا ما نحن فيه. O Allah, if I did that to seek your face, then remove the distress in which we are. فانفرجت الصخرة غير أنهم لا يستطيعون الخروج منها. The rock moved aside a bit further, but they were still unable to get out. وقال الثالث, the third one now, said, اللهم إني استأجرت أجراء وأعطيتهم أجرهم. O Allah, I hired some laborers and I paid them their wages except one, غير رجل واحد ترك الذي له وذهب. Except one of them departed without taking his due. فثمرت أجره حتى كثرت منه الأموال. I invested his money in business and the business prospered greatly. فجاءني بعد حين. After a long time, he came to me and said, فقال يا عبد الله, O slave of Allah, أدي إلي أجري, pay me my dues. فقلت كل ما ترى من أجرك. I said, all that you see in yours is yours. Camels, cattle, goats and slaves. من الإبل والبقر والغنم والرقيق. فقال يا عبد الله لا تستهزئ بي. He said, O slave of Allah, don't mock at me. فقلت لا أستهزئ بك. I assured him that I was not joking. فأخذه كله. So he took all the things and went away. فلم يترك منه شيئا. فأخذه كله فاستاقه فلم يترك منه شيئا. So he took it all away and he spared nothing. Now the point of evidence for the second, for the third person. اللهم إن كنت فعلت ذلك ابتغاء وجهك فافرج عنا ما نحن فيه. O Allah, if I did so seeking your face, then relieve us of our distress. فانفرجت الصخرة, the rock slipped aside. فخرجوا يمشون, and they got out walking freely and agreed upon hadith. The explanation of this hadith: three men went out and they came to a cave, and then a rock fell. After they entered, it fell down from the mountain and blocked the entrance of the cave. They couldn't move it away because it was a big one. So they sought to seek means of nearness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by virtue of their righteous deeds. One of them mentioned his perfect righteous deeds and good treatment to his parents. And the other mentioned his perfect chastity. And the third mentioned his perfect admonition and piety. So the first one mentioned his righteous treatment to his parents, and that they were old, and he used to offer them their nightly drink of milk before his family, from his wife and children and so forth. And one day, and that he had his animals, and he had to take them away in search of green trees. And he returned only after his parents had gone to sleep. So he thought, should he give the drink to his family before his parents, or should he wait until they are awake? So he took by the second one, and he waited their awakening till the flush of dawn, while the children cried out of hunger, and he gave them the drinks. Here he said, Allahumma in kuntu fa'altu dhalika abtigha'a wajhik fafarrij anna ma nahnu fi. He made the dua, O Allah, if I did this thing seeking only your face, then relieve us of the distress brought up by this rock. The rock moved a little, but not enough to let them pass out. And in this there is evidence concerning the sincerity, the ikhlas of intentions to Allah Azza wa Jal, the Most Mighty, the Most Magnificent, in terms of sayings and actions. And that the ikhlas is the center and focus for every deed in terms of its acceptance. The acceptance of every deed means depend upon the ikhlas, the sincerity. So Allah accepted this from him and made the rock move away from the entrance, but not fully away. The second, sought means of nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal concerning his chastity. He had a cousin whom he loved so dearly and passionately. So he wanted her for himself, meaning to have sexual intercourse with her. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. But she refused. And then she went through hardship. She was hard pressed in a year of famine. And she was very much in a state of distress and need. So she came approaching him, offering herself in zina. And this is not permissible. But this is what took place. So he gave her 120 dinars of gold, so that she enables him of herself. And she did that out of need and necessity. So when he sat to indulge in this unlawful sexual intercourse, she told him this amazing and great statement: اتَّقِ اللَّهِ فِيرْ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَفُضَّ الْخَاتَمَ إِلَّا بِحَقِّهِ. And don't break the seal unlawfully. So she admonished him to fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And that if he really wanted that, then he should take that lawfully. And she will not object then for that. Because here she realized that this is a sin. That's why she said, ittaqillah. And this word came from the bottom of her heart, reaching the bottom of his heart. So he let her and kept the money he had given her. Yet she was the most beloved to him. But he feared Allah Azza wa Jal and gave her the gold. Then he said this dua, Allahumma in kuntu fa'altu hadha li ajlik. O Allah, if I did that to seek your pleasure, then remove the distress in which we are. And the rock moved aside a bit further, but they were still unable to get out. And this is from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah is able to do all things. Had Allah willed, He would have made this rock move away completely and have the entrance secured fully. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended to keep this rock so that each one of them will seek means of nearness through his righteous deeds. So the third one now sought means of nearness to Allah through his righteous deeds of trust and sincerity in action. And he mentioned that he hired some people to do some work, and he gave them their wages. But Allah intended to keep the rock. But Allah intended to keep the rock so that each one of them seeks the means of nearness through his righteous deeds. So the third one sought means of nearness to Allah when he mentioned that he hired some people and paid their wages except for one of them. This person left and he didn't give him his wages, and after a long time he came. During this period he invested his wealth, and the wealth increased and amplified. So when he came, he said, this is your wealth. And he looked amazingly, cattle, sheep, great wealth. He said, take it. The person didn't believe, could not believe this, and he said, you must be making fun of me, mocking me. He said, no, I'm not. Here's yours, take it. Then he said, Allahumma in kuntu fa'altu dhalik. O Allah, if I did so, seeking your pleasure, then relieve us of our distress. And the rock slipped aside, and they got out walking freely. In this hadith, there are many benefits. First, the merits of righteous treatment to the parents, and that this is from the righteous deeds. Righteous deeds can bring benefits and relief. Second, the merit of chastity from indulging in zina, and that if the person withholds himself from indulging in this unlawful act while able to do it, then this is from the great meritorious deeds. And it is affirmed from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that the person who would do this would be from the seven whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shade them by his shade. رَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُمْ رَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصَبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. A man who was invited for unlawful sexual intercourse by a woman with high rank and beauty, and he said, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. I fear Allah. So this man here this woman enabled him of herself, a woman whom he loved so much and passionately, but he left for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, fearing him. And so he achieved perfect chastity, and it is hoped that he would be from the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shade when there is no shade except his, in his shade when there is no shade except his. And in this hadith also there is evidence concerning the merit of trust and doing righteous and beneficial work for others. So this man, he was able, when this person came to him, he was able to give him the wages and to keep the money, but because of his trust and his sincerity to his brother and admonition, he gave him all the investment, all the gain, all together. And from this hadith there is the benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do all things. When he subhanahu wa ta'ala made the rock move by his leave, there was no tool there to move the rock, no men came to move it away. Rather, it was the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah commanded this rock to slip and to block the entrance of the cave. Then He commanded it to move away and secure the path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do all things. And from this, there is also the benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears the caller and the invoker. He heard their dua and he responded and answered them subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this also the benefit that sincerity is a great relief from distress, because each one of them said the dua, Allahumma in kuntu fa'altu thalik min ajlik, O Allah, if I had done this for your face, seeking your face, and as to showing off, wal'iyadu billah, those who do the deeds for the sole purpose of showing off and be praised by people. This is like the foam that passes away as a scum upon the banks. No benefit for the person. And we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us the ikhlas, the sincerity, and that we should give no share to anyone in this matter, solely directed to Allah the Most High alone, so that it can be accepted. Because it is affirmed from the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, فِيمَا يَرْوِيهِ عَنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, in that which he relates from Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah the Most High said, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَشْرَكَ فِيهِ مَعْيَ غَيْرِي تَرَكْتُهُ وَشِرْكَهُ. In the hadith where the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, in the hadith of Qudsi, I am the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am the one who does not stand to have a partner, and so whoever does something for me and for other than me, I will leave him to whom he took as a partner with me. Wallahu al-muwaffiq, walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This brings the end of this hadith, this great hadith on the matter of ikhlas. And it is the last hadith in this chapter of Riyad al-Salihin, and the second chapter will be the chapter on the Tawbah, on the repentance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this a benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.